later. All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Electrical Technical Advisory Committee meeting of Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. I want to go ahead and review the our teleconference participation process real quick here. Be aware of background noise. It's amplified as we see it very frequently. Keep your devices silenced and muted, but if you're using a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until invited to do so at the appropriate times during the meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes. Please use the raise hand icon if you wish to speak, and please lower it once I call on you so that I can keep the queue clean. State your name each time you speak, and of course, TAC members when making and seconding motions. And during the, when we're reviewing the code amendment or the comment, please, you can use the thumbs up or thumb down icon if you just want to provide your perspective without having to make a formal public comment. All right, so with that, I'm going to determined that we have a quorum. Commissioner Schock, Jim?
I'm here, Jeff.
Right, Neil Burdick?
I'm here, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Ken Castanello, Ken?
I'm here, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Vincent Delacroix?
Vince is not joining today, but this is Steve Chucka with Siemens. I'm his alternate.
All right, Steve?
Chucka, C-H. U-T-K-A.
All right, Steve Chutka for Vincent. Mm-hmm. Shane Gerwig. Shane?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. New member, Mike Giordano, are you on? So he is. I'm going to mark him as present. Wilfredo Gonzalez. Wilfredo, are you on? See him, okay. Brian Holland?
I am present, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Joe Torito?
Yes, I'm here.
Very good. Clarence Tibbs? I know Clarence is here.
I'm here, thank you all too.
Mm-hmm. And Roy Van Wick? All right. So I'll just check one more time. Is Wilfredo on? Yeah, I see what Wilfredo's there. I'm going to mark Wilfredo's here. And Roy, I don't see, but I haven't seen him. So, all right. So we have then 10 of 11 members.
Michael, I'm sorry. It says Michael was signed on there. Was
Michael. Everybody's present except for Roy. I've got about 10 of 11 members. Yeah, Mike Giordano is unmarked as present. Okay, so we have 10 and 6. Very good. All right, then I'm going to go ahead and review today's agenda. Is to approve the agenda minutes and then to provide the commission with your comments on the, in this case, one comment submitted to provide your recommendation. Regarding the draft ninth edition 2026 building code, and then any general public comment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted by name, please?
Chalk, move approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim, second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, the minutes from your last meeting, which is October 1st, 2025, unless there's any additions or corrections, is there a motion to accept those meeting minutes as posted by name?
Chalk, move the minutes.
All right, Chalk and Tibbs on the first and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All righty, then I'm going to go ahead and review the process that we'll be using to review the comments in this case. Obviously, I'll be the moderator, et cetera, et cetera. please wait to speak. These are all things that you know. The important thing, I think, is comments are restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the draft code. Anything that doesn't fit that should be denied, even if it's something that you support. Public comments per minute, and again, use the raise hand icon and lower it once I call on you. So the proponent would first speak, followed by opponents. Again, using the raise hand icon. If you don't wish to speak, you can use the thumb up or thumb down icon just to give a sense. There would be a 1 minute collective rebuttal opportunity. That means 1 minute for the pro, 1 minute for the con side. Rebuttal is not an opportunity to expand on your position, either in support or denial, or it's an opportunity to rebut new points that were made during the comments heard previously. If a TAC member has a clarifying question you want to ask a proponent, please just tell me and we'll make sure that you get that done. Let me fix this here. Well, I'm not sure why it did that again. It's the view has shifted to just a few people. All right, staff, proponent, or specified commenter will answer the question specifically. Again, it has to be editorial correlation. TAC should not attempt to revise or amend comments in any way. The TAC will take action by recommending either to the commission either approve or deny the comment. It's a two-thirds favorable vote. Since we have 10 members, a 7-3 is the threshold for passage, and a 6-4 or less would be by default denying it. Unless there's any questions on the process, I will turn this back over, the screen back over to Mo. And the first and only comment in this case is comment number one by Brian Holland. Mo will provide analysis regarding whether it meets, you know, whether it's a glitch or correlation or outside the scope, as the case may be, and then we'll hear from the proponent as a member of the public, and we'll go through that process. Okay.
This is Mo Madani, and Jim, can you share screen, please? Let's do this. Be very straightforward. Do you see my screen?
Yes, Mo, we see it.
All right. We can enlarge it a little bit. This is a comment that's submitted by Brian, and mainly he's to us. This request is outside the scope of this comment cycle. Mainly, ultimately, he's asking that the commission reconsider its prior action, and it's with regard to modification 12048. So that's our take on this one, take it from here, Jeff.
All right. Okay, so, you know, before we start with the proponent with a 3 minute opportunity, just want to remind folks that this process is very specific and that it should be restricted to editorial or correlation. And the staff's analysis is outside the scope of that. And as has been consistently done with all the other TACs, anything that was outside the scope, the TAC would vote to deny it. Again, not speaking the pros and cons of the actual technical merits of it, but simply because it's not appropriate for this phase of the cycle. All right, with that in mind, and with staff's recommendation that this would not be approved or would be denied because it's outside the scope, Mr. Holland, at first you'll be, you know, as part of the public, and we'll hear pros and cons, and then, you know, we'll come back to the TAC for a motion. And you're on the TAC too, of course, so we'll do that sort of separately. So as a 3 minute piece, go ahead and say your name and representation, Brian, and we'll get started.
Thank you, sir. Brian Holland, National Electrical Manufacturers Association. So I do appreciate staff's analysis, and I do know this is borderline a technical argument. However, I did cite the fact that we would not have this continuing amendment in the Florida Fire Prevention Code. We'll acknowledge that we didn't have that correlation under the 8th edition, and it really didn't result in any problems. So, since we can't talk on the technical merits of the section, I would just say that I don't think the amendment needs to be there since we don't have the same amendment in the Florida Fire Prevention Code. And I would ask the TAC to reaffirm its position at the previous meeting where we suggested the proposal should be approved by the commission prior to commission overturning that recommendation. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of Brian's comment? Does anybody wish to speak in opposition to it? I see the Florida Home Builders have indicated their opposition via thumbs down. Is there Scott McAdams from BOAT has issued also a thumbs down? In other words, not supporting the comment. Any other public comment? All right. Going once. Okay, well, let's come back to the TAC. There's no reason to do a rebuttal because it was really just a general statement of not supporting. Again, staff's analysis and recommendation is this would be denied as outside the scope. So the TAC members are looking for a motion.
Hey, Jeff, can I say something before?
Sure, go ahead, man.
I think you want to clarify, you know, the statements about the Florida Fire Prevention Code. I just wanted to really, and you understand that this code change only specific to residential, only specific to the Florida Building Code residential, which applies to 1 and 2 family dwellings. As I, you know, the Florida Fire Prevention Code does not apply to 1 and 2 family dwellings. So the correction with the fire code is not really necessary at this point.
Very good. All right, TAC members, what's your pleasure? Mr. Schock.
Jeff, I would like to move denial of this change based on the fact that it is outside the scope of this phase of the process. It's been heard through the building commission several times already, and I think we should deny it.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Shane Gerwick, second.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion and a second to deny, recommend the commission deny this as outside the scope of this comment cycle. Is there any discussion on the motion? Let's see, whose hand is up here? Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Blair. So I agree. I'm actually, I support, I'm not going to vote for it, but I actually support the motion. I do agree that. Into consideration. I would just say that, you know, we have like solar PV setbacks for 1 and 2 family dwellings in the Florida Fire Prevention Code. There's quite a few sections that apply directly to R3 and 1 and 2 family dwellings. So not perfectly accurate, but that's okay. I think we can maybe work on this at future prices. Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor of the motion, which is deny as outside the scope. Please say aye.
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 Anybody? All right. Is there anybody opposed?
Just me, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that is a 9-1 in favor of denial. Clearly, that makes the grade. So that will be recommended for denial or. And with that, unless there's any other public comment or TAC member comment, I'm going to turn it to our chairman Shaw to adjourn us.
Okay, I guess hearing no comment then, I want to thank everybody for their time and their effort. I want to welcome a new member, Michael. To the TAC, and with that, we can stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.